I'm joined in studio by Niall Dorrian, Chief Executive of Linked Finance, the country's largest and first peer-to-peer lending platform for lending onto business. Niall, you just hit a very important milestone after 6 years in business yourselves.
Yes, thanks, Vincent. We're delighted to announce that we've exceeded 100 million in loans, which is a hugely significant milestone for peer-to-peer lending in Ireland and in particular for Linked Finance. It really signals the coming of the age of peer-to-peer lending and the vital role it plays in the funding of Irish SMEs. I mean, for us at Linked Finance, our mission has always been to transform how business lending works. And, you know, I'm delighted that, you know, we have been able to provide services to over 2,000 Irish SMEs, but really we're only getting started.
And just for absolute clarity, peer-to-peer is literally where ordinary punters like myself throw a few bob in there. We can see the kind of businesses that are looking for debt finance and support them at an attractive interest rate as well. Your growth is actually picking up in pace. So it took you 5 years to get to 50 million in lending. And then you took off in the last year.
Yeah, I think as the awareness has grown within the Irish SME community that, you know, a service such as Linked Finance exists that brings real speed and efficiency to business lending. You know, we've seen the popularity grow and we're coming off a record month in May. So, you know, the future is very bright and very exciting. And I really do believe this is the future of business lending in the Irish market.
Now, the borrowers are all sorts of businesses, and I often go onto the platform to have a look myself, literally from bakers and candlestick makers up to quite established and sophisticated businesses looking for loans. Why do you think they are the borrowers, the businesses, are looking to Linked Finance, Niall? Is it that bank finance and other traditional forms of lending are still constrained, or is it the speed of decision?
I think it's all of the above, to be fair, but I think it really is about speed and efficiency. Our business model is very simple. You know, we use technology to improve that efficiency and improve the decision making, and we do it very quickly. I believe that, you know, we are the quickest in the market, you know, providing services at under 24 hours, but again, we can't rest on our laurels and we are investing in technology to continue to improve that.
Now, one of the reasons you can make quick decisions is, of course, that the loans are unsecured, which is important to point out. Your bad debt ratio is very, very low. But are you having any success in getting the central bank perhaps to bring some sort of a regulatory oversight to platforms such as yourselves, which I know you'd welcome?
We very much would welcome that, and we have been engaging certainly with the Department of Finance, and we know that the Minister is very supportive of the sector and in fact recognised that within his budget speech last year. So we have been engaging in dialogue with the Department of Finance to bring regulation to the sector, and I think that just gives people a little bit of confidence around the standards. But, you know, from a Linked Finance perspective, we already operate our business to the standards of the FCA in the UK, which are very stringent and probably the most stringent peer-to-peer regulations in the world. So we already believe we're well ahead of the curve on that front.
And this increased activity, this increased lending activity which you're fostering, leading to employment growth within Linked Finance itself?
Absolutely. As I say, we've brought services to over 2,000 SMEs, and we really do believe our model is proven and works, and we really want to roll that out to a much wider audience, and hence we're going to be doubling the size of our headcount within the operation, you know, to continue to the growth trajectory that we're on.
How many do you have at the moment? How many will that grow to?
We're currently a headcount of 25, and over the next 12 months, we'll increase that to 50.
You don't have to borrow from the platform to actually do that, do you?
No. You know, our business model has been very successful, and I think from a very unique point of view in this sector right now, we are profitable, so that's great.
You are profitable, that's good to hear. Finally, you did change your model halfway through the six-year period to allow some larger lenders into the mix. But how much of that 100 million euro is largely coming from punters, individual citizens?
Well, it's still a very significant percentage proportion, you know, that is peer-to-peer. And right now, it would be around 70%. But I think, you know, having institutional money allows us to provide additional services and indeed move up the scale. And we now provide loans of up to 300,000 as a result of those investors. And having large institutional investors coming in, again, adds just that level of credibility to the business.
Have you a target for the next 6 years in terms of a threshold?
Well, we've been averaging 100% growth per annum, and our objective is to try and maintain that.
Okay. Onwards and upwards. Niall Dorrian, Chief Executive of Linked Finance. Thanks for joining us. That's it from Breakfast Business with Vincent Wall for this morning. I'll be back with bulletins at 7:30 and 8:30. Coming up after the traffic news, over to Kieran and Shane with all the stories of the morning on Newstalk Breakfast. Stay tuned.
News Talk Traffic and Travel.
Thanks to Just Eat. Put the brakes on hunger with the Just Eat app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Starting in Limerick, reduced speed limits are in place for work.